So these are just some examples of definitions of what a payment to a student might be, a scholarship or a fellowship. It's basically money that's being given to a student or a non-student to pursue their studies or research or education. So what you want to do is look at the regulations under 117. Section 117 is for qualified scholarships, but the regulations also talk about scholarships and fellowships. They're very similar. A scholarship is, here as it says, is an amount paid to aid an individual in studies, particularly a student. And then a fellowship is an amount that's paid to aid in the study in studies or research. So basically the same definition. I think that fellowship is typically considered a payment to a non-student, whereas a scholarship is a payment to a student.
And so just for the people in the room, what are some of the terms that you've heard when someone tries to pass off a payment as a scholarship? The one that should, you know, raise bumps on our skin is always stipend, right? You see the word stipend on campus, immediately a red alarm should go off. Scholarships, I want to pay a student for doing something. A little bit later, we'll talk about volunteers and how much we can pay our volunteers per hour, because we've actually had that conversation on our campus. So has anybody else heard of any other terms other than stipend, scholarship, fellowship, grant, contract?
Yep.
Gift. I've heard of gift before. Award, right? So all these terms, because they're so, you know, kind of loosened as to what they mean, you know, unfortunately now we're at a position of, well, what is this really, right? So we're going to go fact diving is really where this presentation is going to go.